and now. Can you become aware of the space in the center of your head, in space? And can you feel the volume of space that the center of your head occupies in space? And can you become aware of the volume of space beyond your head, in space? Can you rest your awareness in the space that the back of your head occupies in space? Volume of space that the back of your head occupies in space. Now, can you become aware of the volume of space around your head in space? Attention to the space that your throat occupies in space. volume of space. That your throat occupies. In space, and can you become aware of the energy of space around your neck, in space, rest your awareness in the space in the center of your chest, in space. Can you become aware of the volume of space that the center of your chest occupies? In space. Sense the energy of space beyond your torso, around your shoulders, in space. Can you sense the volume of space that your body occupies in all of space? now it's time to become nobody. No one. No thing. Nowhere. In no time. To become pure consciousness. And to unfold as an awareness in the infinite space of all possibilities. And to invest your energy into the unknown, and the longer you linger in the unknown, the more you draw the new experience to you in your life. Moving beyond space and time. Thank you. recondition your body to a new mind. What is courage? Come on. Can you teach your body emotionally what it feels like to be fearless? What could fearlessness feel like? What is nobility? Can you teach your body emotionally what it feels like to have honor? What would that feel like? What is genius? Come on, can you teach your body emotionally what it feels like to have an unlimited mind? What could that feel like? What is freedom? Can you teach your body emotionally what it feels like to be liberated? What would that feel like? What is invincibility? Come on, can you teach your body emotionally what it feels like to have an uncompromising will? What would that feel like? What is abundance? Can you teach your body emotionally what it feels like to have all of your needs met, what could that feel like? And what is inspiration? Come on, can you teach your body emotionally what it feels like to be empowered by an idea and to see a future without obstacles? What would that feel like? What is vitality? Come on. Can you teach your body emotionally what it feels like to have limitless energy? What would that feel like? What is divinity? Can you teach your body emotionally what it feels like to be moved by the spirit? What could that feel like? What is passion? Can you teach your body emotionally what it feels like to be in love with life? What would that feel like? What is knowingness? Can you teach your body emotionally what it feels like to trust in the unknown? What
would that feel like? And what is clarity? Can you teach your body emotionally what it feels like to have a coherent mind and heart? What would that feel like? What is presence? Can you teach your body emotionally what it feels like to have all of your attention and energy in the moment? What could that feel like? And what is transformation? Can you teach your body emotionally what it feels like when you overcome your self-imposed limitations? What would that feel like? And what is surrender? Can you teach your body emotionally what it feels like to give your creation to a greater mind? What would that feel like? What is the mind of the healer? Can you teach your body emotionally what it feels like to give life to life? What would that feel like? What is the miraculous? Come on. Can you teach your body emotionally what it feels like to do the uncommon. What will that feel like? What is the mind of the mystic? Can you teach your body emotionally what it feels like to live in awe and to be mystified by all of life? What could that feel like? And what is adventure? Come on. Can you teach your body emotionally what it feels like to expect the unexpected? And to embrace the unknown? What could that feel like? What is wholeness? Can you teach your body emotionally what it feels like to be worthy of receiving? What would that feel like? What is grace? Can you teach your body emotionally what it feels like to have effortless elegance? What would that feel like? What is appreciation? Can you teach your body emotionally what it feels like to give thanks for a future before it's made manifest? Come on. What would that feel like? Thank you. God is the greatest expression of yourself. Can you teach your body emotionally what it feels like to be unlimited? To be divine? Have a joy for existence. And to love who you are in all of life. Can you teach your body emotionally what your future could be like now? Allow your body to respond to a new mind. Longer you rest your awareness in this state of being, the more you draw new opportunities to you. Take your left hand and place it over your heart. And I want you to bless your body to a new mind. Let it be lifted by your consciousness. To bless your life. Let it be an extension of your mind. Bless your soul, that it wakes you up from this dream. And to bless the divine in you, that it move in you. Let it move through you, and let it move all around you. And let it show itself to you in mysterious ways. Finally, can you move into a state of gratitude? For a moment, open your heart and give thanks for a new life before it's made manifest. For gratitude is the ultimate state of receivership. Gratitude means it's already happened. your awareness back to a new body, to a new environment, and to a whole new time. When you're ready,